Hey church, this is Rosie. We worship leaders came together to have a discussion on some of the songs we're singing this Easter Sunday. We hope this conversation stirs your heart and mind into deeper understanding of God.
Take 34.
Okay.
He picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. Because he healed my heart, he changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Alright, guys, I am excited. I thank God, Maverick City, Upper Room. Dude, I love the album. Like, literally, I think I can listen to every single one of those songs and just be like, yes, Lord, whatever you want. So we're gonna talk about I Thank God.
Yeah.
Let's introduce ourselves. I am Rosie. I am the worship leader at the Rialto campus. And here we have Miss
Kiki, also known as Kathia, at the Sunrise Rialto campus.
My name is Vincent, as known as Vinny, and I am at the Ontario campus.
Yes. Okay, so we're also, the reason we're doing this podcast is because we kind of want to explain to, like, our people from church, like, why we do the songs. So a lot of times we do songs, and obviously as worship leaders, I think we just get super into it, and we're like, yes, Lord, and we can honestly probably worship forever and ever and ever. But we want to, like, really give context and reason to why we're doing the songs that we're doing for Easter specifically. It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
We're going to do this whole thing where it's, like, outdoors. If you're watching online, like, oh, it's going to be so good. And one of the songs that we've chose is I Thank God by Maverick City and Upper Room. And that's one that you just heard a little bit of. So what do you guys think about the song?
It just gets you in a mood to where around this time, a lot of people just see, like, Why are we doing this? Like, it's just like, okay, Easter egg hunt, whatever the case may be, and then just go on about my business. Okay, I'm just about to hang out with the family. Like, this is just another day at church. Like, one of the big days that we go to, you know what I'm saying? So when you actually have a song that talks about God rising up, getting up,
yeah,
getting out of the grave, and actually dying for us and doing what he did for us, that we should be celebrating this moment that he did it for us.
Yeah.
I just think that that's so amazing. The thing is that get up out of that grave, when you see and you hear those lyrics, just thinking about how God, you know, sent Jesus, his only begotten son, to just rise up from that grave for us.
That's
right?
Wild.
And now we have a reason to get up out of our own graves. Mm. Whether they be the graves that we dig ourselves or the graves that, you know, life puts us in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just getting put up in a ditch.
Mm.
And we get, you know, in this grave to where, whether it be depression, whether it be mindset, whether it be just the sinful nature that we do have and the sinful things that we do go through in this world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when we, you know, we go through different stuff and then that actually, you know, see him get up out of that grave and now we can get up out of our graves because he got up out of his. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. I like that. Like, I love what you're saying because I just how we all work together as our worship team, like, to be intentional about the songs that we pick, you know?
Right.
And not just conversation, but in prayer. I think what I love about this song is because, let's be honest, Easter, for me, my old self was like, I was just, you know, okay, Jesus, like, we're going to watch Passion of the Christ. Or we're going to, like,
right.
Or we're going to watch, or we're going to watch, like, a play about Jesus. But
right,
I feel
right.
like being as worship leaders, I feel like this season, like, we really want for the body of Christ to really remember, I feel like this season of, in this Easter season, I really, my heart is that we would just remember when we had that turning point where we realized,
ooh,
like,
yeah,
Jesus
yeah, yeah.
rescued me and he died on the cross for my sins
yeah.
and repentance. And I
yeah,
think
yeah.
that's what I feel like these songs or this song reminds me is like, he picked me up, he turned me around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he didn't just pick me up and turn me around. It took him dying for my sins
right.
so that I could, he bridged that gap so I could have the relationship I have with Christ right now.
Yeah.
So I think Easter is, of course, like, every day, we shouldn't just pick Easter to like remember Jesus's, you know, death and resurrection.
Yeah.
But I feel like, especially in this season right now, like it's really important as the body of Christ that we would come back and to remember like repentance and honestly the what God, like what Jesus did for us, you know. And so I really love that this song is like it's very celebration.
Yeah.
But it also too. It's different. But yeah, I love that it really it just reminds me of like when I received when I personally received Jesus in my heart, and it brings you joy, like you're hyped, you're excited, like you know, you really you're like, oh my God, like I accepted Jesus in my heart. And so I think this song and with other songs you've chosen, I pray that they would it would remind them like of when Jesus reached them and rescued them.
Right.
So that's just how I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the chorus of that song because it literally goes, you pick me, like, because I've been there, dude, like, where you're just like, nah, dude, I'm done. And it's like, you pick me up, and then you turn me around, and then you set my feet on solid. And as I'm singing this, I'm like, dude, I remember you picked me up, and you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I think the master, I think the savior, this part is my favorite. He healed my heart. He changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same.
Yeah.
Woo! Like, bro, like, because then it's like, I just remember that. Like, I remember being in, I mean, like, we all have testimonies, right? Mm-hmm. I remember my testimony that just like he literally healed my heart. Like, I remember I used to have a broken heart, bro. Like, a really broken heart where I'm like, I'm not gonna get out of this. So, like, legit thinking, I remember specifically, like, this is, unless God is real, like, I won't be able to get out of this one. And it's like, I remember he healed my heart and he changed my name because I was a different person, bro. Like completely different person. And he changed my name forever free. I'm not the same. Now it's like walking in freedom and walking in like that freedom of like, I'm never going to be the same. Why? Because Jesus, like what? So, okay. So the other thing about this song is like, we tend to do a lot of slower songs, which are cool. Like, we can kind of stay on slower songs forever. So when Maverick dropped this song, I was like, yes, Lord, let's go. Because it's just like hype and you're just like, let's go. Mm-hmm. So I like, I guess my prayer and my hope that when we do the song on Easter, it just be a party, man. That just like everybody in that room is just like, yes, I thank God. It's a beautiful song. And I think my favorite part of the song is the bridge, dude. When it says, hell lost another one. I am free, I am free. And then it's like a chant, that's a chant. Hell lost another one, I am free, I am free.
That's good because when you get that chant, you know, hell lost another one, I am free. It's, you know, some people just see it like, you know, oh, it's like a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell lost another one, I am free. I mean, some people, they're in this cycle of keep doing things. So they need to hear something. They need to rejoice about something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think this song gives a good jump, leap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you're actually rejoicing about God resurrecting instead of just keep saying Jesus and, oh my goodness, Jesus. And, you know, just bowing down and all that. You can actually celebrate that, you know, hey, he rose so I can rise up. I can rise up from anything, from anything and everything. You know what I'm saying? That God throws at us. So I just think that it's so amazing. It's just like you can keep chanting that and, you know, celebrate it, you know, every year. So it's not like, you know, people don't fall back into what they're doing. They can go back and keep, you know, hear that song again and just be like, never lost another one, I'm free, I'm free. You know, they can chant that to themselves so they can actually, you know, actually be free from their situations, their circumstances, or whatever they're going through. They don't have to stay in that predicament.
You know
what I'm saying? So yeah, I think my thing is that when we sing this song, I want people, you know, of course, like, be, like, reminded, like, yeah, I was there. You know, I was, like, in a loss, like, wondering, like, what I was doing. And then God came, and he saved me. So we're there, like, rejoicing, and they hear the words, and they understand the words, and they're actually rejoicing at what God did. Just like how Pastor Steve, he was saying how, you know, today in his message, he was saying that, you know, it's one thing that, you know, God, we as humans, we see a physical thing and we're just like, oh, okay, like we need to fix that. But God sees the spiritual and he puts us through situations to where he gets us, he heals us and gets us and turns us from that situation so he can go deeper into us and pour deeper into us so that we can get away from that situation and he gets the glory in the end. That's the best part about this is that he gets the glory in the end. So, I mean, you know, praising and worshiping, jumping around and the Easter colors and all that, picture-wise, I mean, it looks all good and stuff, and you go Easter egg drop, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That all looks good. But when you find the reason for the season, it is truly awesome. Mm. And when you think about what has God truly done, and he didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do it. And we didn't, we you know, and the God of mercy, God of grace, and just what he did, he just... That purely, it just also makes you just want to tear up because he didn't have to do it. He could have just made us suffer. We could have been in our suffering. We could be in our deathbed. We could be just sitting there, just in that circle, just wandering around, not knowing what we're doing or why we're doing it. But he's the reason why we live and the reason why we breathe, and he does it, and he keeps doing it over and over, keeps proving himself over and over again. And that's the reason why there's just I just get so excited because it's a good reason to rejoice and just to celebrate.
Amen.
So I know.
Let's go. Come on.
Get the tambourine going, girl. Play it.
And then, like, just to piggyback off what you're saying, but before I continue, you want to have that scripture ready? So just to piggyback off what she was saying, this is the thing about us as worship leaders when we pick the song. It's not just about singing, it's like, do I believe in what these words are and it are saying, like the lyrics? And I think that one of the things that I learned is like, not just picking a song just to, it sounds good, but really, like when we sing as worship leaders, we're ushering God's people, whether it's in praise, whether it's in worship. So what I really love about this song is that we can all relate, like you said, Rosie, like our testimony, we all have a story to tell. Mm-hmm. And Jesus either is continuing to, he's still writing our story today.
Right.
Amen. And so the awesome part about this song is that we all could relate. Like he's picked us all up. He's turned all of us around. He's set our feet on solid ground. And not just that, but even just through this season that we've been going through since last year, how many people have been picked up and turned around? Like how many have come to Christ and have repented like in this season? And so I thank God, one, that for example, we opened our doors and we're gathering in house, like in like we're under God's roof. Like that's amazing. And to be able to celebrate like and remember like what Jesus did for us and he's still doing it in our lives each day.
Yeah.
So just like, I think it's not so, it's the song, yes, but it's like, I can't wait to sing that song because it's like, we're literally gonna sing it all together. And I think that's also what I'm excited about is like, there's a reason for us to worship, to dance, to shout, like, because we've conquered so much over this past year. So this song is, it helps us to remember where he took us out of and how he rescued us, but there's so much to celebrate, like so much. And Kiki, go ahead and read that scripture.
Yeah, so it says, so we're coming from Psalms 40, and we're looking at verses 1 through 3. And it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of my miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord.
Come on.
And that's like, that scripture is like so significant to this season. Like even in the new season we're in now, like it's just like, he took us out from like, you know, people that have experienced COVID or have not experienced it or job loss or just financial, just everything that has been happening around it. Like we got through it because we were grounded in his word on that solid rock. Like the solid rock is him. The solid rock is his word. And so like, and we, one, like the part that really gets me in that scripture is he like waited patiently, like to be patient, to endure, to be still, like, and to fully have faith and confidence that no matter what situation we were in, like he picked us up and he's gonna turn it around. You might not see it today or tomorrow, but just having that faith that he is going to place you on solid ground. Like that's just point blank.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a friend told me earlier today, the way that we receive from the Lord is by thanking him. And that's really resounding in my heart because it's this thing of like, because when you come to Jesus, like you become a son, a daughter. Like, you're no longer a prodigal. Now you're, like, his.
Yeah.
So this beautiful, like, I think of the story of the prodigal son and how even, like, him, he's like, I'm going to go home. My dad has everything. And so he comes home and he's like, but I'll just be a servant in his house. But God was like, or in the story, the father's like, no, like, let's get this cloak on him. Let's get that ring. Let's throw a party. Like, and so the beauty of, like, understanding that we are sons and daughters and to thank him, that's why I love this. I thank God because it's a beautiful thing of sonship. Like, sonship basically means being a son and daughter.
Yeah.
And it's like we're learning to be sons and daughters of a living God. And so the beautiful thing of, like, I don't know. I just get really excited when I think about that. In that way, that's how we receive, and we thank him and we praise him. That's how we receive. Like, yeah, I don't know, it excites me. It excites me to hear a room full of people or a bunch of people just saying, I thank God. Like, what? What happens in those situations? You know, like, I just feel like even, like, lies fall off. Just like, no, like, I thank God. He's done so much. I apologize for the sound. We are in Colton, and there's all of our neighbors having parties today, apparently. But it's fun. It's all good.
Yeah.
We Gucci.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was it. That was our podcast. Sunrise, we love you. Thanks for listening to us. We'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. To get more information on Easter at Sunrise, please head over to sunrisechurch.org. God bless.